The views and opinions expressed in the following paid program do not necessarily represent those of staff, management, or advertisers with WBIG Radio.
Your radio dial is locked. On the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show. Go from loafing around in the garden to being a master of your yard splendor.
Hey, Mr. Gopher.
In the next half hour, you'll get the confidence you need to tackle those weekend projects with ease. You'll get information about proper methodology and the best materials available at a price you can afford. The Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show is brought to you in part by 844-DIRT. 844-DIRT, improved earth products. And now it's time for another show straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, the show that gives you what it takes to tackle your lawn projects with ease. You're in the den listening to Zach and Mike, and today we're going to talk about some simple ways to make a big difference in your soil quality. We're going to start today's show by talking about three key factors that are crucial for proper plant and turf growth before we get to our second segment, Secrets from the Experts, advice from professionals on way to improve your yard. As always, we'll wrap things up by answering your questions sent to us at thegophersden@844dirt.com and give you the gopher tip of the week. Well, let's get going because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
We sure do, Zach.
The first thing we have to discuss is your soil. To understand your soil, you first need to know that there are three key factors that are crucial for a soil to be healthy and productive. First, it must have a good organic base. This helps to facilitate nitrogen uptake and to provide food for the plants. Second, your soil must have the ability to absorb and retain moisture and nutrients at the root level, because this is where they're mostly used. And finally, soil must be able to resist compaction to allow oxygen to reach the roots. Remember, plants are like people. They need food and oxygen to function properly.
Yeah, you're right, Zach. That, you know, it always seems so difficult. You know, how come my turf doesn't perform like I want it to? How come my garden isn't growing? You know, if you're missing any of these three key factors, it's just not productive. You know, it's just so important. And you know what? We always make this like it's such a big deal, like there's this huge science behind it, but it really is this simple. It's just these three things. A combination of these three things really make soil, whether it's on your turf or in your garden, just really productive.
Exactly. If your soil is missing any one of these three key factors, then it's going to be like Mike without his coffee. Just plain unproductive.
Yeah, that's funny, Zach. Well, let me have a drink of that coffee right now.
That's why soil amendments are so important, because they can provide your lawn or garden with one or more of the missing ingredients that they need to become a healthy and productive soil.
Yes, absolutely, Zach. But I'm sure you're going to explain to us exactly what a soil amendment is, Mr. Biologist.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. A soil amendment is any material that can be added to a soil to improve its physical properties. Physical properties include things such as water retention, drainage, aeration, and structure. The goal is to provide a better growing environment for your lawn and garden. Now, soil amendments can be broken down into two main categories, organic and inorganic. Organic amendments can include things such as Canadian peat moss, horse beddings, cocoa beans, straw, manure, and there's many more. But that isn't to say that all organics are created equal and up to the job of improving your soil. In fact, a high-quality composted material, such as screened, weed-free organic mushroom compost, like the kind available from 844 Dirt, contains a blend of all these things and more, and is highly superior because it provides the proper growing media to convert your lawn or garden existing nutrients into a plant-friendly form.
Yeah, Zach, you're absolutely right. That's why it's so important. It's just crucial when you're purchasing an organic amendment to get the best. I mean, you want to get the high-quality composted screened mushroom compost. I mean, this material will break down and release its nutrients slowly over time. I mean, it's going to give your yard, your turf, your garden benefit. It's going to give you benefit for years. I mean, this stuff breaks down really, really slow. You know, in saying that, I mean, now we have kind of just talked about the organic member, the organic amendments. We pretty much covered it. So what about inorganic amendments, Zach? Let's talk about that a little bit.
All right. Inorganic amendments are either mined from quarries or man-made from minerals. Inorganic amendments include vermiculite, lime, sand, or calcined clay, which is known as Soil Pro. Now, of these four, Soil Pro is by far our first choice because this particular amendment offers the widest range of benefits. It's a natural clay product that's been fired at a high temperature to create a very porous ceramic-like material. Because it is so porous, it provides resistance to compaction and has a high rate of water and nutrient retention. Imagine if you could have put a sponge underneath your grass and soak up all that water from the rain. That's what Soil Pro does, when it's properly applied. It'll prevent the other clays and sand from sticking together and forming the rock-hard soil that many of us dread. Because remember, two of the key factors in a healthy lawn are water retention and resistance to compaction. Soil Pro does both of these better than any other inorganic amendment and also lasts a lot longer. I mean, the effects of this product are not limited to hours and days, but decades and decades. This stuff's been tested up to like 30 years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Zach. I mean, this stuff is so amazing. That's why you're going to hear us talk about it so much. It's an all-natural soil amendment. And when properly applied, it just works so good. But one of the amazing things about this product is, I mean, let's say you just had 1 cubic yard of this. I mean, it has the ability to store 900 pounds of water. Now, when this stuff is in the grass, I mean, that's 900 pounds of accumulated storage capacity you have. I mean, it's amazing.
Amazing stuff. Well, let's talk about the conditions that would benefit from using these soil amendments. One of these is a soil with a high sand content. With high sandy areas, water and nutrients pass right through the root layer before the plants have a chance to use them.
Yeah, it drops right through, Zach.
Most sandy soils require tremendous amounts of water because up to 95% of it drains past the roots. High sand content soils also have a less than ideal supply of organic matter in which to provide the plants with nutrients. Now, the second most common unproductive soil is one with a high clay content. If you notice large cracks and bare spots in your lawn, and dread the thought of planting bushes or flowers, then you probably have a high clay soil. High clay soils have a low organic matter, do not retain water efficiently at the root layer, and as you know, become very compacted.
Yeah, Zach, and most people think, hey, I got a clay soil, let me add some sand to that. Don't do that. You're pretty much creating a condition that would pretty much resemble concrete.
Exactly. But fortunately, the solution to improving both of these problematic conditions is virtually the same. Adding a high-quality organic such as 844 Dirt's weed-free screen mushroom compost will provide the soil with an excellent organic base. It helps to loosen clay soil, as well as acting like a sponge to help absorb and retain water, particularly useful in sandy soils. An inorganic solution is to add Soil Pro, which is available at 844 Dirt. As I said before, Soil Pro is a specially designed calcined clay that has the ability to retain large amounts of water and reduce compaction. When properly applied, Soil Pro restores water at the root level where it's most effective, resists compaction, and allows oxygen to reach the roots. But, unfortunately, we're coming up to a break right now. For more lawn and garden advice, check out our website at 844dirt.com. Stay tuned for Secrets from the Experts, knowledge and advice from the pros to give you the edge.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit DG Ace Hardware, the helpful place, in St. Charles on Main Street and in Aurora on New York Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself.
844 Dirt is one of the largest residential mulch suppliers in the Fox Valley area, housing everything from Northwoods Mulch of Wisconsin to Alabama Bark Mulch from the Smoky Mountain region. 844 Dirt is the exclusive provider of the finest mulches found throughout the United States. 844 Dirt also carries the finest organic weed-free screened mushroom compost available. Our courteous, uniformed drivers deliver all these products right to your home. To see a full selection of the products we carry and to utilize our handy materials calculator, head to our website at 844dirt.com.
Your lawn is pleading with you. Listen up. It's more of the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show right now.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. You're listening to Zach and Mike, and in case you missed our first segment, we talked about three key factors to a good soil and how soil amendments can help to improve poor soils. So today in Secrets from the Experts, we're going to explain to you how to properly incorporate soil amendments into your soil. Are you ready to tackle this, Mike?
Zach, I was born ready to tackle this.
Good thing. because the first thing you want to make sure is that you have everything you need before you start.
Yeah. Zach, stop right there. That is the best advice. Let's read that. Let's go through that again. Before you start, make sure you got everything you need. I mean, that includes the tools, but especially the products that you're going to be applying. If you're going to be using soil amendment products, you want to make sure that you get the stuff that you want. You want to get the stuff that you need there before the project starts. So you're not waiting for this material to show up when you have scheduled the time to do this project. That's the most frustrating thing.
Exactly. There's nothing more frustrating than starting a project and then having to stop in the middle of it to go get something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, for what we're telling you today, you're going to need the following. You're going to need a metal rake, preferably a garden rake, a wheelbarrow, a broadcast seeder, and, of course, your soil amendment of choice. If you don't have any of these, check out our website at 844dirt.com under Resource Partners to get the tools you need. Now that you got your materials, let's get started. The first thing that you need is your soil amendment, and it's always better, as Mike said, to have this delivered in advance so you're not waiting on the material itself. Having a tarp at your disposal is always an advantage. Use this to cover up your amendment in case of rain. Now, the rain really doesn't hurt it. It just makes it heavier. So cover this stuff to make your life a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier to scoop it into a wheelbarrow when it weighs a lot. Well,
yeah, it's great to have the, you know, just always have a tarp on hand. You know, the worst case scenario is you don't have to use it, you know, and you get to leave it in its package.
Exactly.
But it's a great investment. And, you know, a lot of times we deliver soil products, and most of these natural products, people say, can I lay the tarp down and you can dump it on top of it? And we always try to discourage that, saying, you know, it's more difficult to scoop it off your driveway when it's laying on this tarp. So
exactly. You try to scoop it with a pitchfork, and you wind up cutting into the tarp.
It still ends up on your driveway. I mean, there may be some materials that you don't want to put directly on your driveway, but for the most part, all these are pretty safe. They'll wash right off. But save the tarp to cover it if you're thinking that it might rain.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of different techniques on applying soil amendments, so we're just going to cover the three main ones. The first one we're going to cover is broadcasting. Broadcasting is a method where the amendment is loaded into a broadcast spreader and then spread topically across your yard. This method is good for established lawns, and its effectiveness is greatly increased when it's done after core aerating, because this allows the amendment to get down in the root layer where it's actually the most effective.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. And if you don't have a broadcast a seeder or a broadcaster, you know, go out and get one. That's a tool that you can use for a lifetime, whether you're doing overseeding or soil amendments, or you need to apply some type of grub.
Or fertilizers, yeah.
When you need a fertilizer, if you absolutely have to use a fertilizer, that you can apply that. That's a great investment. And really, out of all these soil amendment products, like Soil Pro is really the only one that you can use when you use it direct, right through that broadcast seeder. And just like Zach said, I mean, the best way to do it is to do it after core aeration, so that Soil Pro can fall right down into those little cored holes. But the fact of the matter is, if it's not in your budget, if you don't have the time for that, you know, you can apply Soil Pro directly over your lawn. I mean, it'll work its way into the soil.
Exact average foot traffic will help incorporate it into the soil. It just takes a little longer to get the desired results.
Absolutely.
Now, the second most common application is a top dressing method, where you apply the amendment directly over the top of your soil. Now, this is different than broadcasting because you can apply organics, such as Soil Pro Organic, that don't fit through a spreader. Now, coring is always a benefit when you're doing these kind of things because, like we said, it helps get things down to the root layer where they're most important. Now, for top dressing, basically what you want to do is you fill up your wheelbarrow, you go out into your yard, and you dump a little pile. Use your garden rake and spread it around so it's about 3/4 to an inch thick, maybe even more if you're filling in bumps and little valleys. But the important part is that you spread the material around and get the grass to poke through it a little.
Yeah, when you're using these types of soil amendments, such as a super soil or topsoil or Soil Pro plus organic, or you're even applying a lot of Soil Pro right over the top, you're pretty much using the same technique as spreading soil. You're making small areas and you're dragging it over to level it out and to get a good coverage. You know, don't worry about killing a little bit of grass because to level it out, you got to do more than a couple of inches. You know, at a minimum, we're going to overseed anyways. So anything that doesn't come through that was existing, we're going to catch up with it with the overseeding. So don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the third and final thing we're going to talk about is tilling your material into the soil. Now, tilling is the most labor-intensive of all the application methods, but it also offers the greatest results. To do this, you simply place the amendment on the surface of the area of the soil that you want to improve, and you till it in to a depth of about 4 to 6 inches. Now, when I say 4 to 6 inches, closer to 6 is always a little better, but remember, the deeper you go, the more likely you are to encounter things like hard clay, rocks, and root systems from trees that just go right below the surface of the soil.
Yeah, this is the granddaddy of application besides doing a total restoration. So when you're applying large amounts of soil amendments, tilling them in is a really good advantage. So you definitely want to try to get as deep as you can into the soil layer. But just like Zach said, if there's some roots there, you can't go that deep. If you're running some really rocky soil, you want to stay above that level. You mm-hmm. just want to build what you already have. I mean, sometimes it seems like it's really difficult, but it's not. And remember, you're going to start using those tools, the shovels and the wheelbarrows. Again, it's a revolving theme. You got them.
Yeah, that's perfect. And remember, when you're incorporating something in your garden, tilling is the actual preferred method for your gardens. Now, although this is physically demanding, this puts the amendment directly where it's going to provide maximum results. Now, this requires a large commitment, but remember, it's well worth it. And as always, take into consideration potential underground utilities such as sprinkler systems and cable lines and everything. Use common sense, and if you don't know, ask your installer. Well, we've got to take a break right now, so stay tuned, because when we get back, we're going to answer your questions you sent to us at thegophersden@844dirt.com.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit Ace, the helpful place, in Batavia on Wilson Street and Geneva on Main Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself. Do you care for a lawn?
844-DIRT.
Tend to a garden?
844-DIRT.
Nurture plants?
844-DIRT.
With high-quality earth products such as topsoil, compost, mulch, and more, 844-DIRT can help you with your most earthly prospect.
844-DIRT can also accommodate small deliveries right to your home, staffed with courteous, uniformed drivers.
844-DIRT.
Online, 844-DIRT.com provides a full product inventory as well as a materials calculator so you'll see what you're getting and how much you will need.
Proudly serving the Fox Valley area with high-quality improved earth products since 1990. 844 Dirt is a name you can trust. That grass won't fertilize itself. Of course, neither will a radio program. But we can sure give you some tips that'll help you do it right. Here's some more help straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den Radio Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. You're here with Zach and Mike, and in case you missed our first segment, Secrets from the Experts, we talked about applying soil amendments. Now remember, if you missed any part of our show, you can download it from our website at 844dirt.com. But for now, let's get to my favorite part of the show, and that's answering the listeners' email questions sent to us at thegophersden@844dirt.com. As always, if you have any questions or tips, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. We can't answer all your questions, but if we use your question on the air, we'll send you an 844dirt Gophers Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gophers Den Radio Show. Well, we're going to start off with a question from Tom in Naperville. Tom writes, why does the grass get so green after a storm, even when it doesn't rain much?
Zach, this is an awesome question.
This is a good question. Now, this is a good question because this is something we all see happen, but we really don't understand the science behind it. It's actually a process of the nitrogen cycle called atmospheric nitrogen fixation, which I'm going to attempt to simplify for everybody today.
Wait a minute, Zach. Atmospheric nitrogen fixation?
I know.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad you're the biologist, Zach.
It's a lot, but it's simple stuff. What happens is the enormous heat and energy of a lightning bolt breaks up the nitrogen molecules that are in the air and enables their atoms to combine with oxygen, forming nitrogen oxides. These dissolve in the rain and form nitrates. Now, these nitrates are carried into the soil by the rain, and they're used by the plants. This form of fixation probably contributes about 5 to 8% of the total nitrogen used by plants. Now, the instant green you see is from the nitrogen, which is a primary component of fertilizers and the most readily used food for plants. But remember, the other 90% of the time, nitrogen fixation comes through a biological process. There's microorganisms in your soil that are able to synthesize an enzyme that breaks down the nitrogen without all that heat and energy from lightning. These organisms are found in high-quality organics such as green mushroom compost, like the kind available from 844 Dirt. Now, the difference you see after a rain comes from that immediate dose of nitrates from atmospheric nitrogen fixation. But remember, the rest of the times you're relying on the microbes in your soil to be doing that job. That's why it's important to provide them with a high-quality organic, like screen mushroom compost, to give your yard a constant supply of food.
Yeah, that was a great answer, Zach. That was a good job. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take another question, this one from Jen in Aurora. Jen writes, "What can I do about my lawn? It's so bumpy that every time I mow, I either wind up scalping the lawn or twisting my ankle. Please help me." Well, I could say I've had a similar situation there. And well, Jen, mowing your lawn isn't supposed to be a roller coaster ride. Low areas in the turf collect water, and high areas get scalped when you mow. Here's how to fix those bumps and dips in the turf without causing your lawn to make your lawn more enjoyable and a safe activity. Now, the easiest way to fix an area is to add a high-quality organic soil to the depression. Don't worry about killing the grass by covering it up. As long as it's only about an inch of dirt, or a little more, the grass will pop right through it. And as you fill these holes, make sure to walk over the area repeatedly to compact the soil.
Yeah, and Zach, a lot of times in the show we talk about not compacting your mm-hmm. soil. But sometimes when you got this new organic soil, you know, you need to put it in place. So that's the type of compaction we're talking about here.
Exactly. You don't want it to settle out after the first rain and just be a hole again. You got to make sure that you pack it down and it's level and solid. Now's yeah. also a good time to overseed your area with a little high-quality grass seed, just to be sure these area fills in nicely.
Yeah, because as you were talking before about an inch or two, you know, sometimes as you take on a project like this, this really kind of falls into the top dressing category here, which we just kind of talked about a little bit earlier too, which mm-hmm. is really interesting. So you know what? If you got an area that's you know, a larger depression than an inch or two, don't worry about filling that in. You're gonna overseed anyways. It, you know, whatever doesn't pop through, we're gonna catch it up with that high quality seed mix. And make sure you know check out our website 844dirt.com to find a resource partner, you know, near you that can provide you with that high quality seed blend that's so important.
Exactly. And if your yard is worse than driving on the interstate, or if you have a very large yard, then it might be time to call in the troops for a group effort. You know, call your friends at the garden club, or just do it yourself and take your time. I mean, this is a project that you can do over several weekends, throughout the year, in the spring, fall, and summer. You know, never make your lawn project a rush. Save that for the rest of the work week. We all hustle and bustle for 40 hours a week. Well, I wish I could only hustle and bustle for 40 hours a week, but most of us only do 40 hours a week. Just make sure to leave yourself some time to enjoy working in your yard and save a few bucks at the gym by getting out and enjoying it.
Yeah, don't turn these projects into work. These are things that you should be getting enjoyment from, exercise enjoyment. And like Zach said, don't rush these things. You know, some people think, I got to get this done this weekend. Make this over a series of weekends. Get the material there and do it at your leisure.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. We're going to get those t-shirts sent out to you folks. But now it's time for the Gopher's Tip of the Week. Let's hear it from that lovable little rodent himself. Wow, that is some great stuff.
That guy's awesome.
For those of you that don't speak in chatter, he said that there are many types of mulch and colors and types available for you to choose from, and decisions always revolve around color and texture. When shopping for a mulch, look for one that is made from 100% natural forest products. This is important because some mulch is made from recycled waste wood, like pallets, shipping crates, building materials, and may be contaminated with unsafe materials that can be harmful to you and your plants. Remember, the last thing you want is some shredded pallet that has toxic waste built on it next to your homegrown tomatoes.
Yeah, remember, Zach, toxic waste does not give you extra human strength.
No, it doesn't. All right, folks, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, so please tune in next week for another edition of the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show.